What's happening? What's going on? Rabbi Shlomo here. Listen, when I'm in the kitchen ripping up some kreplaks or some gefilte fish or a big pot of those hrappen schlappen shaking, nothing keeps a smile on my face like listening to my favorite Schlemiel and Schlemazel, John Boy and Billy. They're a regular Hush and Pfeffer Incorporated. So you guys are rednecks, huh? What's that like?
September, don't miss it. We got John Boy and Billy. I see you, Tater.
How you doing?
Hey, Randy.
Hello.
Jackie got my back, and Dave.
Hello.
y'all. Good here. See what's special about our national days. As we do, somebody's taking the time to get these recorded. I guess National Chewing Gum Day.
So what's special? Not a whole lot so far, it sounds like.
But chewing gum has been around for over 5,000 years. You know, various forms of chewing gum have existed since the Neolithic period.
Congratulations.
5,000-year-old chewing gum was made from bark tar. They found some with tooth imprints in it in Kerikiki, Yili, Finland.
You're making this
the,
up.
It says it right here.
You have the chewing gum.
So chewing bark tar.
You know, the paperwork must not be very hard to submit for these national days.
Yeah. Because it was actually,
if it were like in triplicate and 12 pages.
Mostly these were all done by the same lady, and I forget her name, but she used to do a thing called Chase's Calendar. Mm-hmm. And she came up with all these holidays, and a lot of them got endorsed.
Is that right?
Yeah,
well,
one person.
Today is National Love People Day.
Hey, before you leave the chewing gum, I know it's a rare, a slight, slim, if we ever find ourselves in the company of Oprah Winfrey. She once admitted that she will gag at the sight of chewed chewing gum.
Is that right?
So, like the girl on the video of the day the other day.
So just in case it ever happens, keep that in your head.
Okay.
She would have had a time with that piece of bark.
And give one of the other ones in the group a chance to get their camera out and record it if you decide to do it.
Remember that. Okay, so back to National Love People Day. Mm. So maybe this girl was, you know, had a problem with people for a while. But,
and then she realized what a fool she'd been. Yeah.
National Mud Pack Day.
I don't.
The mud packs are mixtures of therapeutic clays. When applied to the skin, they increase circulation, ease muscle tension, release toxins, and boost immunity.
Don't you remember we ordered one for Spanky when he was at the Grove Park Inn and they had to bring in a dump truck?
But he looked great, and then the mud fell off. I'll tell you that right now.
And today is National Hot Mulled Cider Day.
Yeah. I like hot cider.
Says warms our homes with the scent of cinnamon, nutmeg, and apple.
Well, it's fall, y'all.
All right. So there you go. The chewing gum, love people, get you a mud pack, and sniff some cider.
All right.
And we got our 3 days in history saved up. That'll be very important. That's where we'll get our categories. We'll get our first prize pack out, and we'll get you ready for Outbursts. All right. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for today, one of them liquid performance automotive cleaning and detailing kits in the John Boy and Billy bucket. If you go to BigShow.com, click on that liquid performance banner, you'll get 20% off. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Let's look at our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories for the big package. September 30th, it was 1830 in a highly publicized event. The B&O locomotive Tom Thumb. It was the first steam locomotive built in America. Well, it lost a 9-mile race to a horse.
Hmm.
The locomotive suffered from mechanical problems, and a boiler leak kept it from finishing the race. Sabotage was suspected, but never proven.
The horse quote is saying, "Suck it, dude."
This date, 1927, the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System, later known as CBS, made its debut with a basic network of 16 radio stations. William Paley put the network together and became president the next year at age 27. CBS was the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System. And finally, on this date in 2000... a 76-year-old ex-convict demanded two $50 bills from a bank teller, then announced he would be outside in his car smoking a cigarette, waiting to be returned to prison.
Well,
police said bank employees in Council Bluffs, Iowa, weren't sure if he was serious, but they gave him the money, called police, and then they arrested him a few minutes later, waiting in his car, smoking a cigarette.
Fun fact, they arrested him for smoking.
Going back. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS. You toll free line. We play Outburst next. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Click on the banner, get your tickets at thebigshow.com, where you see our video. The Stupid Way TV news anchors announced the arrival of fall. They are so inventive.
It seems like there's like one writer for all of the TV news.
Right.
It's so stupid. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, get a winning man.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Mark from Merle's Inlet, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John Boy. Billy Big.
Good morning, buddy. All right, let's get to Winham again and out of beautiful Murrow's Inlet this morning. You ready?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, three modes of transportation. Ready, go.
A truck, a motorcycle, and a boat.
Bam. Now we need three TV channels. Ready, go.
ABC, ESPN, and the Outdoor Channel.
All right. And for the win, three brands of cigs. Ready to go?
Marlboro, Camel, and Winston.
And there is Mark Merle's Inlet. Big old John Boy Billy 5-gallon bucket. Perfect to keep you freshly caught fish in. And, of course, a liquid performance. Stuff is headed down to you, Mark. Good work, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Can I give a shout out?
Of course you can.
Give a shout out to my lovely wife, Sandy, and all my youngins and grand youngins out there. They know who they are.
All right, that ball. Hang on with Jackie.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, dig up a time capsule for our early morning risers. Just first laugh coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Night of the Living Rayford. As our story opens, a group of trick-or-treaters from Brushywood Elementary School makes their way down a dark street on Halloween night.
Stop touching me.
Okay, guys, one more house on this street, and we're done. Hey, man, wasn't it cool? I don't know when we switched to pillowcases instead of those little buckets. We could make a big haul. Hey, speaking of pillowcases, one more house to go on the street.
Keep your hands out of my bag and stop improvising. Yeah, the old Rayford place? Blah, give me a break. I ain't going up there.
Come on, Mikey. You scared?
Scared? Get real. Listen, Henderson. Oh, that's right. You're new in the neighborhood. You never trick-or-treated at Rayford's house before.
So what's the big deal?
The guy's a nutcase.
Yeah, he's always half-snockered. Just like you, Greg. He hides in the bushes out front and then pops out and tries to scare ya.
Yeah, what a goob.
So he's a goob.
Goob.
He still gives out candy, don't he?
Yeah, stale mints he steals from the cash register at the Sizzler. Big whoop.
Trust me, Henderson, it's like a total waste of time.
What was that?
I don't know.
What did
total
he say?
Total waste of time, John Candy.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, you guys can do what you want, but I'm going up there to get me some candy.
Okay, we'll go with you. What a spaz. Come on, Greg.
The trio approaches the old Rayford place. Just before they reach the front steps, a ghostly apparition rises from the bushes in front of the house.
Oh, oh, who dares disturb my slumber?
Give me a break.
You have defiled the resting place of Ichabod Crane.
The guy from Hogan's Heroes?
Not Bob Crane, Henderson. Ichabod Crane, you spaz.
Prepare to pay the price for your interloping.
Hey, Greg, you say interloping. I'd love to hear that. Save it, Grandpa Munster. We know you're really old man Rayford. The only reason we came by here is because Mr. Insulin Shock here didn't want to miss out on a free piece of candy.
What'd you call me?
How do you know that I'm old man Rayford? No.
Wow. I think you could use one of those mints from the Sizzler.
You can tell because he's overacting.
Because only he would try to use a 200-year-old literary reference to scare a bunch of 10-year-old kids.
Yeah, besides, we can smell the liquor from the street.
That's you, Greg.
Snot-nosed brat. You don't know nothing about Halloween. Y'all supposed to be scared.
Want to see scary? Try hanging out at the mall sometime.
Yeah, that's the trouble with you smart-ass kids. You grow up too fast. Nobody gives you the time to just be a kid. Who said that? I said that.
So, do we get the candy or not?
Shut up, you big dumb sack of hair. I think he's getting ready to have a moment here.
What'd you call me?
Shut up.
Yeah, when I was your age, I would have been scared to death if a guy popped up out of the bushes like that. Well, I guess ain't nothing like it used to be.
Yeah, well, me and Greg have seen it before, and we did kind of tell Henderson it was coming. Hey, don't feel bad, dude. You did your best.
I still say he don't look like nothing but that guy from Hogan's Heroes.
Shut up, Henderson. Listen, Mr. Rayford, we know you tried, and the thing with the flashlight was kind of cool, but don't give up on us kids. Some of us still like, you know, being scared and junk.
Thanks, kid. I hear it. You guys take the rest of this candy. Reckon I've seen about as many trick-or-treaters as I'm going to get tonight anyway. Think I'll head on in and go to bed before them big tall ones come out there. Yo, man, trick-or-treat.
Oh, boy, get a cup of coffee. Here he goes.
Y'all have a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Mr. Rayford.
Wow, gee, you know, he's not such a bad guy after all.
Yeah, I guess he's okay.
What? How about we give him a little old-fashioned trick-or-treating before he goes to bed?
Okay, sure.
You got the matches?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. And now get ready to ring the bell. Here, Greg, you hold the bag while I take a dump in it.
We hope you enjoy John Wayne Billy playing.
Don't
light it until he finishes.
Yeah, don't light it yet.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear Rayford's crusty old paper boy say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
John Boy and Billy.
Woo, rolled on T. What?
Morning radio done right.
Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, guess who's back? Nope, it's Astronerd. He's here to try some more Cracker Jack material on us. If you'd like to change the station, now's the time, you've been warned. So here's your headliner, the one and thankfully only, Astronerd.
Just JB, just an FYI, I don't really have any jokes about Cracker Jack.
Okay, well, we'll just freestyle it.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Cracker Jack. No, wait. Cracker Jack? Yeah, that's it. Caramel corn and peanuts? What's that about? I always thought Cracker Jack was when a white guy steals your car. He laughed. How was that?
Well, at least it was over quickly.
Uh-huh. And that proves my research. See, I've been studying comedy since I was here last, and I find out that if you get the joke out in two or three lines, the set will be solid gold.
Well, we've come this far, so go for it, nerd.
Yes. Hey, folks.
You want an introduction?
No, I'm on a roll.
Hey, folks is not a roll.
I did get a... Hey, folks. All these UFOs in the news. Wild stuff. I wonder what aliens read to relax. Probably cosmic books. All right, scratch that one. Hey, guess what?
What?
I saw an alien in my garden. He was talking to my plants. He said, "Take me to your weeder." Because he was in the garden. This is smart material, and I'm not dumbing it down for some bonehead mass audience. Hey, and then I saw him harvesting my crops. He was using a tractor beam.
Maybe that helps.
That's okay. What I was looking for. One alien I saw, have you got a second? One alien I saw couldn't keep his pants up, so I gave him an asteroid belt. Yes.
You might need to point to me because I really can't tell if you're done.
No, you got it, man. I don't know about you, but every time I see a little green man, I always think to myself, nah, better wait until it's ripe.
Now?
Yeah.
I'm concentrating on the material. I can't give you cues.
Sorry. Hurry before you lose the crickets, too.
They've already gone, brother. You know, I found out that aliens are hard to get to know, probably because they're not down to earth. He finally got one. The crickets are back. I try to be kind to our extraterrestrial friends. To keep them from getting tickets, I always put money in the parking meteor.
Parking meteor.
Oh. If you have to explain it. You know, not all aliens are friendly. Word to the wise.
Not yet. No way.
Sorry.
I was gesturing. I wasn't pointing.
Okay.
Not all aliens are friendly. Word to the wise, if you make one mad, just give them some space. Get it?
So, is this all UFO and alien jokes?
No.
Well, God, let's hear something else.
Okay. Hey, are you sleeping well? I went to my doctor and told him I had insomnia. He said, don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, sorry.
You can drink your coffee when the bit's over. You're wasting my time. You know, they say everything gets easier with practice. Except that is, getting up in the morning. I wrote that one for you, damn it. You better laugh.
Yeah.
I don't wear pajamas anymore. I wear a bathing suit. My hot water bottle leaks. Hey-yo!
So did you use all the outer space jokes? Do you have any left?
I still got that invasion of Poland stuff that Pillars gave. Frequent naps help prevent aging, especially if you do it while driving.
Ah!
I think it's way too big. See, that's the reaction you're looking for. Yeah! Yeah.
I gotta write that one down. I grew up on the farm. We went to bed with the chickens. Yeah. Then we discovered women. Now do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Waka waka.
I used to walk in my sleep. No more. Thank goodness for Uber.
All right. So yeah. Let's wrap it up, nerd.
You know, they say the world is getting smaller. Then why do they keep raising the price of stamps? See, because if it's going the same distance.
Yeah, that does help if you tell them faster.
Let's hear it for Astro Nerd.
Hey, you know, as a kid, we were so poor that we could only have one measle at a time. Nailed it. You've been a great audience. Thanks for trying as hard as I did. Oh, wait, did you hear the one about the auto mechanic who went to the psychiatrist and laid down under the couch?
No.
Me neither. See you later, everybody.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio.
Hey, hosses and hossettes, it's your old pal Gary Busey. And I'm not working a lot over at Busey Nissan or working the fryer over at Busey Burgers or calling Gaylord Sartain at 2 in the morning to sing Buddy Holly tunes. I'm listening to my favorite fellow head injury patients, John Boy and Billy, every morning on the Big Show. Oh. Man, when was the last time I had ham?
Show us on the radio for you Thursday, September the 30th. Here we go, last day of September. Right, tomorrow Friday, let's see if some of our funny buddies moving around. Got old Big Show bud Bob Saget playing the Comedy Zone in Charlotte tomorrow and Saturday. Got two shows, 7 o'clock, 9:45 both nights. See Bob there, excuse me. Kathleen Madigan announced tickets on sale for her Charlotte show, February the 12th, 2022. The Beautiful Night Theater are on sale now. You have time to get those?
You think?
Yeah. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's next September.
Well.
The 23rd. Tickets on sale for that.
She's booked a year in advance.
Well, we told you that Ron White was living with her during the pandemic, so she's... anything to get him out of the house. I got to go in a year. So.
We should have asked. Did Ron sell the house, that big mansion that he built?
Oh, the one he put a great
20-minute video.
There's
a 20-minute tour of Ron White's mansion in Los Angeles that is for sale, and y'all could buy it. Bajillion dollars.
He must have gotten lonely. Moved in with Kathleen for a while in St. Louis. James Gregory, our buddy James, is playing the Don Gibson Theater in Shelby, North Carolina, tomorrow night.
I wonder if he sold that trailer he had.
Yeah, our buddy John Reap is playing Dallas, Texas, Friday and Saturday night at Hyenas Comedy Club. I'll talk to John tomorrow on his Country-ish podcast. He joins us every Friday for... small town news.
I wonder if he got kicked out of that hotel room.
Then our buddy Bert Kreischer is playing in Montgomery, Alabama. That'll be next week, Wednesday, October the 6th, when he kicks off his tour. Be hitting Montgomery, be down in Augusta, Georgia, up in Charleston, West Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Huntsville, Alabama, gets you into February of next year as well. So Bert Kreischer, and check his website out at BertBertBert.com. Tarmac joins us in Menace, and John Boy Jeopardy will be played. Another winner will be Mays. The Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. The latest innovation from the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters and 64-ounce jugs. Wherever gets you, Mount Olive Pickles, making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former financial conservator to Britney Spears, Tarmac the Magnificent.
What a great job for a while. And then Daddy showed up.
Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Cardi B's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. Ew. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you and your mystical and semi-divine way will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
I am.
Well, there's envelope number one.
The Pineapple Express.
The Pineapple Express.
Name a drink made with fruit juice and stool softener.
All right. Envelope number two.
The Vaccine Mandate.
The Vaccine Mandate.
Describe Caitlyn Jenner having dinner with a Pfizer rep.
You are good.
See, who can't be topical?
Envelope number three.
Little Uzi Vert.
Heard that on Tatertainment News. Little Uzi Vert.
What do you get if your little vert gets infected?
Some of these aren't made for breakfast time.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And we're in envelope number four.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
What gets in your Scooby when you leave it on the porch all night? Is that a little more breakfast friendly?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we're in envelope number five.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
What will Tommy Chong do if his wife ever throws him out of the house, man?
Like it. We're in envelope number six.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Who starred in the worst Mission Impossible movie ever?
Tom, I got it. Here we are, envelope number seven.
Tiny House.
Tiny House.
Name a show about a doctor who's 3 feet tall.
Sometimes it helps to write these down.
I get it.
Yeah, we're at envelope number eight.
The View.
The View.
What's the worst part of getting a lap dance from Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, yes.
One of many bad things. That's probably the worst.
And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
Okay, fine. Be that way. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
What does John Boy do on the Bass Pro Shops website?
Clickbait. I got you, Tarmac, the Magnificent.
I'm out of here.
All right. Come on, Tarmy. Good work, buddy. All right. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. First, review yesterday's question. We found out 50% of Americans say the main reason they first bought one of these was for safety.
A cell phone.
It was a cell phone. And it morphed into whatever the heck it is today. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Only about a third of married men actually do this household chore every week. And less than 10% of their wives think they do it correctly.
Oh, what is anything?
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Thursday, last day of September here on the 30th. And our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. That's Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets clicking on the banner at thebigshow.com. We'll see our video, The Stupid Way TV News Anchors Announce the Arrival of Fall. You just get to watch your own local TV news?
Yep.
Oh, we got idiots from all over doing it. I guess they get the same memo.
Yeah.
Check them out and make fun of them when you go to thebigshow.com. It's easy to do. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, idiots.
And a man who announces the arrival of fall by saying, again? Already? Are you sure? He's John Boy.
Yeah. Way to stick it to the TV guys. Yeah.
Kind of dawned on me halfway through that. Let's say hey to Mark out of Laverne, Tennessee. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, John Boy Billy. How are you guys?
Hey, we all good, man. Welcome in here.
Laverne, Tennessee, like the TV show, I guess. You know.
No, it's spelled different.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. No, he's going to play it. He already had it queued up, so you have to wait for a second.
No, we're doing this.
I'm sorry, Mark, before you were so rudely interrupted.
That's quite all right.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, let's see what you got. Only about a third of married men actually do this household chore every week, and less than 10% of their wives think they do it correctly.
It would be wash the dishes or load the dishwasher.
Okay, and something around the dishes in the kitchen area.
Southern is that?
Oh, no. That's less than 5%. No, I'm just making that up. Mark, good work, buddy. We appreciate you playing. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks very much.
All right, mate. Let's go to David in Hudson, North Carolina. Good morning, David.
John Boy Billy, how are you guys doing today?
Man, we are doing wonderful, Dave. Welcome in here, my man. It's not doing the dishes, Dave. What household chore are you thinking men just can't do right?
Same thing that made me a fortune when I was in the military. I run the laundry.
Okay. Is it the laundry?
Yes, it is.
Do it for our country, but can't please a wife with us. That's it.
That's it. I couldn't please her, but I could please all them guys when they come in at election time.
Thank you. Well,
good work, Dave. Man, glad you won, buddy. We're going to mount out a Pickles prize pack. Head over to Hudson for you.
Hey, thank you, John. Boy, I'm going to give a shout out for kid, please.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm trying to, John Boy. My little sister passed away today.
Oh, man. Okay.
I just want to tell everybody thank you.
All right, David.
Our hearts are with you, David.
Sure, our buddy.
Yeah, we hadn't spoken a while, but it wasn't because I didn't want to, I guess.
All right, David. Well, you hang in there, buddy. You'll get some grace on that, all right?
Appreciate it, boy.
All right, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right, man. Hold on, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. That'll put us about 20 minutes away. Hoyt and the Junior Nation Band got a brand new tune. Can't wait to share it, huh? We'll be right back. Big Show on the radio. We're rolling through Thursday. And the boys racing in Talladega this weekend. In less than an hour, get up with Doug Rice, our buddy Doug Rice. On Track with Doug, brought to you by Liquid Performance. It's the world's highest quality full synthetic fuel additives available at Napa Auto Parts Store. Right now, we got a special bonus top 10 list for you. Take it, Billy.
Today's Big Show top 10 list, the top 10 other murder hornet type critters to watch out for this summer. Number 10, telemarketing termites. Number 9, credit fraud crawdads. Number 8, weed dealing warthogs. Number 7, racketeering raccoons. Number 6, money laundering manatees. I think that's mostly in Florida. Number 5, human trafficking hamsters. I don't even know how they do it. Number 4, loan sharking sharks. Number 3, turtles running crooked shell corporations. Number 2, nut punching squirrels. And the number 1 criminal creature coming soon, drive-by Shih Tzus.
Show on the radio Thursday, last day of September. First day of a brand new song from Horton, a Junior Nation band. Let's enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation band presents another musical slice of life based on all our experiences. This is based on a song about getting older written by Mr. John Mayer, who's an insightful son of a gun, but a bit too young and purdy to appreciate the full depth of what he was singing about. Put some 65-year-old trailer park white boy stank on it, you get the full story. It goes exactly like this. Gravity is working against me. Gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I've lost some hair, packed on some pounds, and both my knees make popping sounds. The bottom line, I don't feel worth a fart. Gravity is working against me. Gravity wants to bring me down. There ain't no doubt I'm old as hell. Kinda got that old man smell. I guess you'd say I'm about to fall apart. Friends, a lot of the problems of being old are self-inflicted. And if anybody ought to know that, it's the Junior Nation Band. I mean, we don't exercise, we drink way too much, and we eat like Doc Brown filling up the DeLorean at the end of Back to the Future. As Gooch says, vitamins? Where we're going, we don't need vitamins. Oh, half as much takes twice as long. I start out good, and things go wrong. I guess you'd say my warranty's expired. Stay the hell away from me. Gravity is taking better man than me. What could it be? It feels like arthritis with a touch of tendonitis. And that's for sure some gingivitis. Might be tonsillitis or spinal meningitis. I tell you what, I'm going to the doctor next week. I'll find out what it is and I'll report back. How's that?
Write another song, man.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio.
Don't point at the microphone, man. I know what I'm doing. What? Come on. Bloody hell. Hello! This is Ozzy Osbourne, and I hate bubbles. But I love John Boy and Billy and the whole gang at the Big Show. What were we talking about, man? Oh, yeah. Rock and roll!
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you, September the 30th, 2021. I look back on this day and see what TV shows debuted back in the day. We had one that ended on this date in 1964, Route 66. This aired on CBS. I kind of remember that, but I don't think I watched it that much.
Oh, yeah, that's the one, the show they always debuted the new Corvettes.
Right, okay. Because they drove in a convertible Corvette.
Yeah.
64, it ended. All right. Mm-hmm. I was on this date in 64 as well, that the Addams Family debuted on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
So the Addams Family's lasted with movies and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, not very good ones, though.
Like that? Yeah. That's right. The original Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, man. About The Twilight Zone also debuted on this date in 1964.
Huh? Awesome show.
I thought The Twilight Zone was on earlier.
I'm sorry. It last aired on this date.
Okay,
you're right.
That sounds better. Yeah, it started like 1959 or 60, I think.
That's right. That was first spooky show.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Just the music. I would get up and leave the room when my parents were watching. I was not ready for that. And I'd never even seen the show.
Well.
And today, I love it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that the ones that I always talk about, I think, that scared me so bad when I was a kid when the aliens were coming and giving Earth people rides?
Yeah,
and they
that's a black and white version.
To serve mankind was the book they brought and showed us how to grow better crops. And they said, it's a cookbook. So they were fattening up earthlings and then giving them rides up to their planet and eating them.
And it was like 56 years ago, so don't say, hey, no spoilers if you haven't seen it by now.
Too bad. Yeah. My favorite was the one that William Shatner was in with the gremlin.
The monster on the wing of the plane.
Yeah.
That was
in a later movie that they did.
Yeah, the movie version, they did that same story. Yeah.
I saw the reruns, the one where she woke up from a dream that she thought the earth was freezing.
Yes.
And she had dealt with all that. But when she woke up, she actually found out we were getting too hot. We were going towards the sun instead of away from the sun. And then the mannequin one, that scared me.
Oh, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Where she thought she was just locked in the mall. She didn't know that she was a mannequin and had a day to be human. And then she had to go.
And remember the one where the woman was getting plastic surgery and they took off her bandages? And it was Donna Douglas who played Ellie Mae Clampett. So, of course, she was a knockout. And you think, oh, it's a happy ending. But all of the people around her had these screwed up faces, and she had looked just like them. And they thought they had botched the operation.
Oh, yeah, then everybody thought she was ugly.
Right, and that she was.
Because everybody else was ugly.
Oh, she's hideous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one where we were a snow globe. We were actually living inside the snow globe instead of the. That's only I remember it in fragments because I kind of was like Billy, even while I was like looking at it through my fingers. So I was like,
well, anytime I don't know who does the marathon every year. It's either on New Year's Day or something like that, and we always watched a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, I bought a DVD box set a while back, and that's what we turned to every so often.
Somebody, I think Hulu has got most of the episodes on streaming. You watch
it's been rebooted. I don't know, 3-4 times.
Yeah, but never.
Never the same magic.
They just did it just recently, and one of the things they did was they were trying to turn it into hour-long episodes. Mm-hmm. The Twilight Zone works because the shows are 30 minutes long. That's just long enough to tell a story like that with a twist at the end.
Yeah. I know. It's always like at midnight, too. It's like it's never like it's 2 in the afternoon. It's like,
All right. I'm scared. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get in a winner's circle, take C. Win a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. You can go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. We'll play in just a sec. Right now, it's time for On Track with Doug Rice, brought to you by Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic fuel additives available at all Napa Auto Parts store. Doug's in his studio at the Performance Racing Network, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, folks. Hey, we're only about a week and a half away from racing here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, by the way.
Sunday, October the 10th, Bank of America Roval 400. I got it set up when you go to thebigshow.com, click on the banner, and get your tickets right there.
Make Sunday, sure. Sunday.
Attaboy. Just
wanted to get that out of the way.
All right, so how was your trip to Vegas, Doug? Did you make as much money as Denny Hamlin winning the race?
I did not make as much money as Denny Hamlin. Even if I had been a big winner, I still wouldn't have made as much money as Denny Hamlin. Denny did what he needed to do. That was a big win for him this year in the sense that now he can go to Talladega and he can go to the Roval, and he doesn't have to worry about what the outcomes is. He will be part of the group of eight that will go on to battle for the title. And that's a security blanket that's really nice, especially heading into Talladega this weekend when crazy things not only can happen, but usually do happen.
That is good on him. That is the truth, though. But let's delve deeper into this NASCAR thing that's only a few of us can do.
Please.
We're going to expect you to do most of it, Doug. Just so you know.
For example, why
do I feel like Yoda's about ready to descend in this conversation?
Doug, we talk about the momentum. Now, what about the Hamlin say, all right, lays back. You don't want to get in trouble. Don't want to wreck some equipment. He's already in. But then he doesn't have that momentum that he could have. Say, all right, he lays back at Talladega, has a good time. But the Roval. And then he lays back at Roval. He doesn't really do. And then you got to go again. And you got to pick up on that momentum that you could have had, but you don't have because you've been laying back.
Your delving voice makes it sound like you're a lot smarter than everybody else.
You need a color guy, Doug, because I think Johnny might be applying for it.
Every once in a while, I'll open up my mind.
I feel like I'm in a Mayberry episode, and it's Howard Sprague.
Doug, you give them 45, they'll take 50.
Well, Howard Sprague, oh, that hurt. It took a while for that to sink in, didn't it?
No. Yeah. I didn't even go Barney. That was terrible. I'm sorry. Apologize profusely. I think momentum coming from Talladega is a whimsical mistress. I don't really know that those races are great springboards because they're such outliers, Johnny. I don't know. I think stay out of trouble. Don't use up a car. Don't make your team have to work on something. Of course, the car that they use at Talladega most likely will be the last time that any of those teams, the high-dollar teams, race these cars because it's the last super speedway race with this generation of cars. So they may turn them into candy dishes after this.
That is how you talk down to someone.
Well, if I hadn't have went into that, he wouldn't have got to use the phrase whimsical mistress.
I was going
to
say. Throw that back at him.
I guess that did sound a bit...
Eyebrow.
Yeah.
Like Goober when he grew the beard episode.
Right.
Okay, we're getting out of Mayberry here. So, Doug, say Kevin Harvick, he hadn't gotten over his run-in with Chase Elliott at Bristol yet, it looks
no,
like.
No, he hasn't. No. It was kind of funny out at Vegas. There's a media scrum with Kevin Harvick, and he's like, I'm still mad. Chase acts like a nine-year-old. My nine-year-old son, Keelan, is more mature. He doesn't understand the big picture, and he's just chewing on Chase. And Chase is like, that's yesterday's newspaper. I'm not even thinking about that. He's trying to run away from this whole run-in at Bristol, and Kevin Harvick's not going to let him. He's going to just chomp down and hang on. And part of this is, I think, Kevin's psychological warfare. Mm-hmm. I just think he wants to try to get into Chase's head, and he's pretty good at it. He's been doing this for a while.
So he's the least whimsical mistress ever.
Yes, he is. I'm not even sure he is any kind of mistress. But
you look at it, Doug. You're noting the mega teams are controlling the playoffs.
Well, they are. Gibbs has all of his teams in there right now. So does Penske, and so does Hendrick. And that only leaves one of the teams, and they're kind of a mega team, is Stuart Haas. So all of the other players, RCRs and the Front Row Motorsports and everybody else eliminated. This is the championship this year is going to go to one of the teams and probably one of the drivers we really recognize.
All right. And we know how Talladega can be this weekend, so just don't know who's going to win that one.
Don't know who's going to win, but if you look at the numbers, Brad Keselowski has 6 wins there. Mm-hmm. And out of all the active drivers, he is the most successful. Joey Logano's got 3. Ryan Blaney from Penske has a couple. Denny Hamlin's got a couple. Could very easily be one of the Penske Fords. They just seem to run really well there. Keselowski's only got 1 win this year. It'd be nice for him to try to pick up one. You were talking about that momentum thing a moment ago. When you've only got 1 win, I think another one is huge. If you're Kyle Larson this year, it's I got to take home another trophy.
Right.
We'll see. And title goes to him.
Right. So if somebody else wins besides a playoff driver, then they can't ride around with Denny
exactly.
And the Roval.
Yeah, exactly. Denny's just all by himself.
All
with
right.
His whimsical whatever.
That would be like a whimsical
really
friends with benefits
that.
Kind
I don't
of
know why I said
more
that.
Of a slutty mistress.
Whimsical friends with benefits.
But no, that means that 7 of the advancing drivers would have to get in on points, which would really make it interesting when you got to the Roval. And that's kind of what happened with the Xfinity race out in Las Vegas. Nobody that was competing for the title won. Josh Berry, who's racing part-time for Junior, won in a car. So that means it forces the number of people that will get in on points to be at least one higher, which is actually a little bit more dramatic. So that's okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens at Talladega. We'll meet back here next week before we get ready to run the Roval, Doug. Sound
Look
like
forward
a plan.
To it. Hope you guys can come out. It'd be nice to see y'all.
All right. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Be good.
All right. Y'all follow Doug on Twitter at RiceMan61. Hi, Billy. Let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
Arizona Iced Tea is getting into a very different segment of the beverage market.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll-free line. Take C, you win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling to you Thursday, September 30th. Our video today is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Go to BigShow.com, click on that banner, get your tickets, and you'll see our video. We got the Stupid Way TV news anchors announce the arrival of fall. No, it's just not your local TV news anchors. We'll take you around the country.
Apparently, they all got the memo.
Imitation is the sincerest form of television.
Check it out and see what we're talking about at BigShow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay, comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee!
Yay! Let's say hey to Brian from Wilson, North Carolina. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, Brian. Here y'all, buddy. Listen to Bidley and win this prize pack.
Well, Arizona Iced Tea is famous across America for top-quality brewed tea in a variety of flavors and combos. And now Arizona has a licensing deal with Dixie Brands of Denver, Colorado. Dixie makes all kinds of marijuana edibles, creams, oils, and other weedy delights. And in states where recreational pot is legal, Arizona is now partnering on a new line of products. The first item in the new Arizona pot-infused lineup, A, green tea CBD shampoo, B, teapot pot tea, or C, Tommy Chong's bong water lemonade.
What you got there, Brian?
Boy, that's a tough one. A and B sound really good, but I tell you, when I'm in doubt, I take C.
That's the way to play it. Tommy Chong, Snoop. Brian, good work, buddy. You got the pharmaceutical-grade CBD from Sterilabs products head your way over Dan Wilson there, bud.
All right, we appreciate it.
All right, man. All right, bottom of the hour, top of your news. That'll put us about 20 minutes away from the top of Dumb Crook News. Our latest episode coming up. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Man, we're talking about shows that debuted on this date in 64. It was got the Addams Family and the Twilight Zone, got talking about that. There were some more good ones on this date. 1965, Get Smart.
Oh, man.
Debuted on NBC. That was the first comedy show that I really fell in love with, I think.
Mel Brooks and Buck Henry created that show. That is genius.
It really is. Man, should be on somewhere today, you know? To watch
it may be, because a lot of stuff streams now, and you just have to figure out where it is.
Get Smart. Yeah. That was funny. Let's see. Larry Hagman and Barbara Eden starred in the first TV episode of I Dream of Jeannie. It was on this date in 1965. I never could get over the Jeannie was wearing her high-water Jeannie bridges.
Mm-hmm.
It would come up. It would look like Mr. Stinson from the Graham Barber Shop. Well, that's what it always says.
That's because the
you know why that is. They wouldn't let her show her belly button.
In that same time frame, not only could she not show her belly button, but you were not allowed to show toilet paper or a toilet on television. You could show toilet paper not by a toilet.
Right.
Yeah, but not by the toilet.
They had the censors or something. So 65, could not see her belly button.
Right.
Man, she's not too bad.
No.
All right, okay, move on. WKRP in Cincinnati. Debuted on CBS on this date in 1978.
Baby, 1970.
It lasted until 1982. And we always finish the big show with the song that finished WKRP the episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the guy who wrote it got in touch with you, right?
Yep. He lives in Atlanta, and he said, I'm just amazed that somebody actually still plays that. It's in its entirety.
I think we got that. We called a TV station that was running the reruns and asked them if they could make us a copy of the music.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. And then this guy heard that and said, all right, shut him down, boy.
No, he just wanted us to know that he appreciated it. Yeah. And that was pretty
sweet. That is neat, man. He'll be using that as our show close for a long time now.
Yep.
All right, all right. Well, hang around about an hour and a half. You'll hear.
Thank you.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Rolling through your Thursday, last day of September. About 20 minutes is Tatertainment News. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook Stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener. Many, many years. Thank you so much for your help. And the address will follow this report. A man pulled a gun on a convenience store clerk in Denver, Colorado, and demanded money. The clerk handed over the contents of the register, and the gunman headed out the door. But when he was climbing into his getaway car, his dog hopped out and went looking for a place to pee. Uh-oh. Well, the suspect tried to coax the dog back in, but he wouldn't come. The gunman finally gave up and drove off, leaving his four-footed accomplice behind. Responding police officers found the dog outside the store, ready for a belly rub and more than willing to let the cops get a look at the tag on his collar, which had the holdup man's name, address, and phone number on it.
Ruh-roh.
A gang of thugs kidnapped a businessman in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and demanded $700,000 for his safe return. A few hours after the demand, the hostage escaped and returned home. Well, the next day, the victim got a call from the kidnappers asking for $11,000 to cover the expenses of kidnapping it.
You know, he had duct tape and stuff.
The victim negotiated the price down to $6,000 and agreed to a meeting the next day. Well, the man who showed up for the meeting was an undercover police officer. Nope. Case closed.
He got kidnapped by Kmart.
Normally, the last thing a noisy party crowd wants to see at the door is the police, but two officers called to a noisy home in Bremen, Germany, were welcomed with open arms. The cops quickly realized they were at a bachelorette party, and the girls thought they were male strippers. Upon learning their new guests were just regular cops, the disappointed girls agreed to turn the music down. An Oak Cliff, Texas motorist pulled her overheating car over to the shoulder of the road, raised the hood, and headed for a nearby school to get help. As she walked off, an unidentified man ran up to the car, hopped in, and drove away. Well, the carjacker didn't get far. Not only was the vehicle overheating, but he had driven off with the hood still up.
Oh, what?
Well, this quickly attracted the attention of an Oak Hill police officer who arrested him. A 52-year-old man who repairs parking meters for the city of Greensboro, North Carolina, was charged with embezzlement for skimming nickels, dimes, and quarters from the meters while fixing them. Investigators say the scam had been going on for 5 years, netting the suspect an average haul of $10 a week.
Holy cow. So it's the get-rich-slow scheme.
Fat crook news. A court in Sicily has ruled that a mafia chieftain be put under house arrest because he's too fat to be in prison. 462-pound Salvatore Ferrani was allowed to go home after spending 6 months in 4 different Italian prisons. Guards at 2 of the prisons said they had to help Ferrani get dressed and go to the bathroom. Guards at the other prison said there was no bunk big enough for him, that he wouldn't fit through the bathroom door, and that they wouldn't know what to do if they had to transport him to a hospital in an emergency. So Ferrani's lawyer says he suffers from grave obesity, which he describes as a pathology incompatible with prison life.
That's a first.
It is. A Warren, Michigan man approached another man on the street and said, "Give me $50," leading to a struggle. The victim turned out to be a good bit stronger than the perpetrator and not only saved his own bankroll, but took $30 out of the robber's pocket before the suspect broke away and made a run for it. Lost 30 on that deal.
Yeah.
A Miami, Florida bank job went bad when the gunman shot himself in the leg while stuffing his pistol into his pocket. Collecting his loot, the wounded suspect staggered out into the street where he was hit by a passing van.
Ooh.
Somehow, he managed to collect himself and hop into his waiting getaway car, leaving behind two gold teeth that had been knocked out of his mouth in the accident.
Wow. Crime's not for everybody.
And finally, a set of files stolen from the Internal Affairs Division of the Baltimore Police Department were recovered shortly after they disappeared. Investigators found the missing files in a dumpster behind a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, not doing you any favors with that.
If you got Dumb Crook News, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. I email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good morning, The Big Show is on the radio.
Hello, fellow good old boys. This is your old partner, Sven Jordi Dirksen, all the way from over here in Hammerlanger Fjord, Norway. I tell you what, when you're stuck waxing the family yak, there's no better way to pass the time than listening to John Boy and Billy on that big show. I only wish the show was longer. That yak waxing takes a while, I tell you that.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio for you, September the 30th. And you have the birthday today, happy birthday. And check out our celebrity birthday list this morning. Rapper T-Pain is 36.
He's the guy that uses all the auto-tune.
Well, he's one of them. A lot
of them. Well, but he started it. Yeah, and by the way, he has a wonderful singing voice. I don't know if you've ever heard
T-Pain.
Him sing. Yeah, but he did a thing on NPR, that Tiny Desk concert thing, where he didn't know that he was going to be performing when he got there, so he had no special effects otherwise. He had a really good voice.
One and two and three and four, she dances all day long.
Take your word for it, old T-Pain, huh?
Yep.
As singer, musician, comedian, Big Show buddy for many, many years, Richard Bowden is 76 years old today.
Wow. Yeah.
You believe that? Old Pinkerton Bowden still plays some of their tunes
it
here.
It seems like he would be a lot older. Those roads are hard on a man.
Oh, Richard Bowden, you talk about musician, man.
Oh,
he
man.
Played with Stevie Nicks, Linda Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the all-time greats. He can still play. And let's play a song from Richard right here on his birthday.
All right.
Pick one out. Hit it.
There's a lot of cheating and drinking songs in country music.
So here's a drinking song we cheated on. Take the rose bush from my hair. Shake loose all them little thorns. What's a sprinkler doing on? So damn early in the morn, crawling home at 5 a.m. Lord, the sidewalk sure is hard. Guess I drank too much again. Help me make it through the yard. I don't know what's right or left. I'm too drunk to even stand. Why the devil won't you help me? Please take your foot off of my hand. And put some coffee on the stove. And we'll go try to find your car. I can't hack it all alone. So help me make it through the yard.
Oh yeah, Pinkerton Mountain. Hi boys, Sam and Aaron, a city near you.
Yes.
We love you boys.
Love you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Now, John Boy and Billy Bucket, Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcia Tater Moran.
Hello! Let's talk about the royal wedding.
No! Not a royal wedding?
No, I just wanted to annoy Billy. He loves when I do this voice. He loves it.
Mrs. Tatefire is
back.
Oh,
it was a drive-by
Hey, did you see Prince Harry and Meghan on the cover of one of the magazines?
I didn't. Yeah. What did it say?
Yeah, but I saw that. It always said she had the... Her big black hair is flowing. She's standing there. Uh-huh. And then the prince is behind her. Uh-huh. He looks like he's her hairdresser.
Oh, showing her how he did the layer.
Check it out. Y'all that have seen that. Looks like it's...
Well, they had a big weekend in New York. In New York City where there was the live citizens.
Wait, where's the accent?
Live citizens.
It was something. I'm not prepared for that story. But they were in New York City, and that's why.
Stop mocking me.
They got out of their mansion on the West Coast,
and they were doing charity work. And I saw a tabloid that said that she had like 16 outfit changes, and they finally figured out what it was. There was kind of like this little hidden crew. They believe it was a Netflix crew who was following them around doing the documentary, like that.
I gotta make money. Gotta eat.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Netflix, they've announced that its series Tiger King will be returning for a second season.
Sounds like you're making it up, right. But I really did
Tiger
read
King
this.
2 is coming later this year. Yes.
What about the Tiger King that's in prison? Is he going to be
on? He is not going to be in it. Actually, Carol Baskin is not going to be in it either, and she had a lot to say.
Are there going
to
be any tigers in it?
I don't know. A lot of these places have closed down, but in a statement, Carol Baskin said, "I don't know how they put out a Tiger King 2 when Joe is in jail and I'm refusing to be played again." According to her, she says the Tiger King director approached her and asked her to participate in the sequel and wanted to, quote, clear the air about her portrayal in the original. But Carol refused, she said. "There is no explanation for such a betrayal and false portrayal."
Yeah, I just barely got away with killing my husband.
Allegedly.
So, she said the 2020 viral series was inaccurate, and she since distanced herself from it. Ugh. While Joe Exotic, of course, is in prison for trying to hire a hitman to kill her. Tiger King 2
premieres. So she's
worried
about that, but she wasn't worried about her on Dancing with the Stars. Did you see that? Mm. Show me the clip.
Surprisingly, no. I don't think any of us saw it.
I saw a clip and I'm like, bring out the tigers.
Her dancing partner needed to be a tiger, huh? Right. Make it a little more interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Speaking of other people in trouble, prosecutors accused R&B singer R. Kelly of recruiting women and girls to engage in illegal sexual activity with him. As far back as 1999, and they found him guilty of racketeering after decades of sex abuse allegations. So he's convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking, and he was charged at his federal trial in Brooklyn.
Is he locked up now?
No, that was the trial, and now comes the sentencing and the appeals.
Okay.
But I'll point out, the appeals work pretty good for Bill Cosby.
So he was kind of he's kind of sick. Man. And he has been in custody since 2019. He's kind of a sick guy. I mean, they have him accused of having these women under rules, special rules in his house. They couldn't leave their room without permission. They had to call him daddy.
They were like sex slaves.
It was bizarre. And there's a couple documentaries on Netflix as well about this. And he just went after those eager young fans who wanted to meet a super celebrity. Yeah. And then he just exploited that.
Wow.
So, I mean, in the Netflix, in the documentary, there were parents that were like, "I can't get a hold of my child." Like, it's like that.
It's like they had gone into
a cult. Yes, it seemed they could not get a hold. It could get them out. Some were brainwashed almost like that. They didn't want to leave.
Wow.
That Stockholm syndrome. It's just crazy. So I'm glad they're getting him. William Shatner, TMZ reports the 90-year-old Star Trek star will boldly go where Captain James Kirk has gone. He will blast into space aboard Jeff Bezos' next Blue Origin rocket ship.
That is awesome.
How about that?
Making him the oldest person ever in space.
We've got to talk to him before.
Yeah, man, we need to talk to him about that.
That's awesome. The flight that Captain Kirk will be on will be similar to the first Blue Origin flight that Bezos took, and it will be a 15-minute flight that will take Mr. Shatner and the rest of the crew to the edge of space, where he'll get to float around before returning to Earth.
Been there, done that.
TMZ also reports that William Shatner and his team are reportedly in talks with the Discovery Channel to film the mission for a documentary, but nothing has been confirmed.
I hear he's got a new record coming out, too, by the way.
Nice. Oh, really?
Yes, he does. I think it's called Bill.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, for real.
He's serious.
We're not joking here. This is real. This is not fake news. So there you go. Blast into space.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
All right, well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Also, go to BigShow.com. Click the on-air contest button. You can't get through. Jackie might call you. We play next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Thursday, last day of September. And we got a video today. It's brought to you by Bank of America, Roval 400, Sunday, October 10th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Got a setup. You can get your tickets. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. You got to watch our video. We got the Stupid Way TV news anchors announce the arrival of fall. So much for ad-libbing on the set, you see.
Well, you've seen them. They don't have the personality for that.
You've heard how they announce a lot of stuff lately.
It's so bad. Be sure to check it out, thebigshow.com.
And share it with your local anchor.
And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and the wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Brad from Tyler, Texas. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, buddy, welcome. And you're playing Jason from Boonville, Indiana. Good morning, Jason.
How's it going, John Boy?
Everything's good, boys. Welcome. All right. So, Jason, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Brad on the John Boy and Billy side. Texas versus Indiana. Let's do two rounds. Good luck to you, boys. All right. So, Jason, you relax. Me and Brad will go for the first 30 seconds.
Sounds good.
All right, Brad, here we go. You ready, buddy?
Yes, I have words, and I'm not afraid to use them.
All right. Start the clock now. On television show, Gilligan's
Island.
Yeah, yes. All right. You sleep on this between the two trees. It's a rope.
Hammock.
Yeah, all right. This is what they ate on Gilligan's Island. They fall out of trees.
Coconut.
Yeah, this is what monkeys eat.
Bananas.
Yeah, this is what you eat in the tropics as well. The sticky stuff on the outside of the shell. It'll stick you. Yeah, it's a fruit.
Hawaii.
It's a Hawaii. Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
Pineapple.
There you go. All right, take a nap. Pause. A little help there. Put a 5 on the board. All right, Brad, good working out. Jason and Tater for their round one.
Your inside voice has gotten a lot more intelligent sounding. I don't know if you've noticed.
Thank you very much, Randall. All right, Jason, you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, bud.
And go.
All right, this citrus fruit is from Florida.
Oranges.
Uh-huh, and this citrus fruit is just like an orange, but it's bigger.
Grapefruit.
Uh-huh. And these come off a tree. They're fruit, and they're red, and Kool-Aid is a famous flavor. No, Kool-Aid is a very popular, this is very popular for Kool-Aid, this flavor.
On top of your ice cream.
And you put it on top of your ice cream, and you can put it in a pie, and it has a stem on it.
Cherry.
Hey, this you eat usually in the summertime. It's pink inside with seeds.
Okay. Didn't get that, but you did put a 3 on the board. So Brad leads by 2. Here we go into round 2. All right, Brad, you and Billy, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Picking up on that last one. Keep using your words.
Go.
Great big summertime fruit. It's red. It's green on the outside. Red on the. There you go. There you go. This is you might one of these keeps the doctor away. It's a fruit.
Apple.
Yep. This is like a lemon, but it's green.
Lime.
Yep. Let's see. You might fly a kite on the end of one of these. You need a yep. There you go. Blank crackers like Ritz crackers. Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh. The last car in the train is the
caboose.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Breathe through that. Put a 6 on a 5 and 11 for Brad.
He was way better than I was on that.
Saltine. That's a tough one. I mean, you got one hint.
I know.
Right. Right.
Well, let's
I sure
see.
Hope we can get some of them easy ones.
Well, let's see what Jason and Randy can do. You need 8 to tie. 9 will win. Have fun with it and go.
These are on the head of a male deer.
Antlers.
Yes. This is a kind of fish you'd get in fresh water.
Bass.
No. Well, another type, like in a stream, like fly fishing. Would you?
Yeah. Rainbow.
Trout.
Yep. All right, so this is a body of water that goes around the castle.
A moat.
Yep. Rhymes with it. It's an animal, a farm animal that eats anything.
Goat.
Yep. Rhymes with it. It's a vessel you go out to sea in.
Boat.
Yep. Rhymes with it. What a boat does.
Yeah, okay. Nah. Well, you made a good run out of you. 5, not quite enough. Brad wins 11-8.
Johnny, did I actually hear you throw a clue in the middle?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You can tell when I'm helping Randy. Right. I have no fear at all of
your inside voice is full of surprises today.
Hey, Jason from Boonville, buddy, good try at it, and you can play again anytime, any game. All right.
All right, boy. Thank you.
All right, Jason. Have a great day. Look at you, Brad, down Tyler, Texas, getting your Liquid Performance prize pack headed your way. Good game.
Thank you, sir.
Good work, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. We got Mary Jean Heath Young out of North Carolina saying, I love old Officer Donnie Presley 9111. He used to be a good friend of mine. Oh, finally got on your nerves, too, huh, Mary Jean?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Mary Jean, you got us make fun of retired police officer Donnie Presley. Right after this. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bit request of the morning. Every weekday about this time, hit us up at thebigshow.com or the John Boy Miller Facebook page. Tater peruses. Here's one here today, Mary Jean Heath Young. Somewhere in the great state of North Carolina. Here the first time Randy hooked Donnie up on the old delay microphone. Just the headphones and the mic synced up a little behind. Oh, yeah. It really spurred some good times. Good work.
Not for him, but for all
of us. No, that's right. So here you go, Mary Jean.
All righty. Had a fine, upstanding police officer in the Big Show studios yesterday.
He would have been sitting down, but we couldn't find a chair.
So, anyway, Randy is after we were producing some stuff in the show, Randy was in the production room with him, and Randy has, bless his heart, he has little asthma problems, you know, with this heat and stuff going on. And I guess you took out your nerd inhaler. And I mean, Randy has like his regular inhaler, you know, but like for this time, I mean, it's like a 5-gallon drum.
It's a giant white plastic thing. It looks like the pump off of like a hot tub or something.
But like Darth Vader sucking on that thing. Yeah. Anyway, so anyway, Randy was complaining about how hard it was. Mm. And this police officer said, oh, you've got it so tough. Uh-huh. So it kind of ticked Randy off, I guess, him making fun of you. And after you take it from us for 4 hours and then, you know, somebody
else. I snap sometimes. Even if the guy does have a gun, I figure, what the heck? What if I got to live for just another day here?
But anyway, so I guess you say, okay, you think it's so easy, you know, I said, let me sit in here.
I'll go type up a little public service announcement. The FCC's been on us to get some public service announcements on the show. I said, let me go type something up right quick, and you just put on these headphones and read this for me on the microphone.
Now, some of you have heard, we do this before, like we had some bankers in here one day, and we made them do it, because it's a special sound syncing thing. You have, Alan, you're in the biz, you understand this. When you run a tape recorder, you have like the playback head and the record head.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes what you have to do is to sync up your audio, you have to talk along with yourself. And in order to keep yourself from sounding like an idiot, you have to have what's called a delay in your headphones.
Yeah. But if you take that off, see, like you're talking in a microphone, but you hear yourself like a quarter of a second later in your headphones.
And it makes you sound kind of goofy. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so
it takes a lot of concentration, a real sense of professionalism.
Y'all may not believe this, but we have that problem on this show sometimes.
Yeah. So,
it'll happen. You know,
sometimes
you just hear
it goes
us just
out.
Saying stuff that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So anyway, so Randy sets him up, so sets down at the microphone, says, here, please, you know, read these public service announcements with that sync delay off. Right. So let's all listen to him together.
Cool.
Shall we? All right, roll that tape. There it is.
Okay, Donnie, just read what's on the script here, and we'll use it like for a public service announcement. Just go anytime you're ready.
I'm police officer Don Impressively. In the event of an emergency, you should dial 911.
Maybe if you got like a little bit more of a serious read on it, try that.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
Now try it once more, Donnie. I think you can do it.
You're keeping a straight face, Red.
Yeah.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
Maybe if you talked a little slower. Try it once more. What?
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
It's emo.
Okay, thank you very much, Donnie. Maybe if you went a little faster. Try that. I'm police officer Donnie Presley.
I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
A little faster. I need it a little faster. We got to get it in under 5 seconds.
Okay. I'm police officer Donnie Presley. In case of an emergency, you should dial 911.
All right, yes, and we're all walking home today.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Big Show on the radio here. A few more minutes before we make way for the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. It'll drop before high noon today if Randy's on the ball like he usually is. Check it out. Don't miss a minute of the Big Show every weekday. It's up after we end the broadcast. It's right to end. Now, we were talking about this person earlier, but I just want to say, I know y'all going to be able to figure out who this is. Just got a text a while ago. I need to see if you receive free tickets for the group of Rolling Stone for Thursday on Bank of America Stadium. I need two. If you do not have, please let me know.
Hmm. Nothing about your car's extended warranty.
It's not Yoda, but it's close.
Tarzan?
I need to see if you receive free tickets for the group of Rolling Stone.
It's Leticia Olga. Yeah.
We were talking about she's been taking care of cleaning our houses like 25 years.
Yes.
And she still thinks I walk around with a pocket full of tickets.
You know why? Because I tell her you do.
Yeah. Oh, you probably do. Uh-huh. Oh, Jumbo's got a bunch of Rolling Stone
she
tickets.
Asked me. And I said, you know, I'm sure some came in, but I think Johnny took them all.
The group Rolling Stones? I don't know.
The group of Rolling Stone.
I don't know. I have some tickets
to that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You know what I mean.
She's so sweet.
She is.
But no, we don't have it.
I'm sorry, Leticia. I lied to you.
Somebody's been taking care of our house and families for 25 years. If she ain't getting them, y'all ain't either.
Right.
So,
yeah.
All right, dude. Let's take it on, Bill.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And we will be back on it tomorrow. All right. Yeah, celebrating Friday all day. We love you and we mean it.
And boom goes the dynamite.